Rocky, we're starting out along Commerce Street. We're near some brand new housing that is referred to as the Beer Line. Tell me a little bit about the significance of this area.
Well, the Beer Line started in about 1994 with a plan that wanted to take a space that most people had considered to be undevelopable. Matter of fact, at some point, the state was even, there was speculation they'd put a high security prison there. It had a lot of environmental issues, but it also had an incredible location on the Milwaukee River. And the city put together a plan called the Beer Line Plan that allowed for tax incremental financing to come into play. The city paid for all of the infrastructure, the roads, the streets, water, sewer, that allowed the land to become developable. And as you continue down the Beer Line along the river, you start to see some of the adaptive reuse that's occurred as well. Some of the older tanneries and breweries that have been converted. You also see new build on spaces that had industrial that was not salvageable or wasn't feasible to convert. Then we, of course, get to the Pleasant Street area, Schlitz Park, and then you start to see the Park East Corridor, the Aloft Hotel, as we can see from the boat, the Modern, I mean, absolutely stunning. And you start seeing now as we go further down the river, we're going to be approaching the Central Business District, kind of the origins of the Riverwalk itself.
We just passed the Chase Bank in downtown Milwaukee. We're aboard the Harbor Seagull, a craft owned by the Port of Milwaukee. Who was involved in the changes we're seeing today?
If you look at the Riverwalk itself, that was the outgrowth of some civic leadership. Gary Grunow and others working with John Norquist at the time, who was mayor, trying to organize around a concept of how do we bring vitality back to the river? How do we restore people's sense of this being our main street? How do we come back to our roots? So it's really about the public sector working together with the private sector, public sector showing leadership, not just the political leadership, but funding it on a consistent basis. Funding the Riverwalk, it continues to do that. The Third Ward is a great example of that as well. But also collaborating with the business improvement districts.
We're just passing by a very popular bar and restaurant called the Milwaukee Ale House. They have a kind of a two-deck seating arrangement for people to look out over the river, which reminds me that there's been a great public buy-in to what's happened along this Riverwalk.
You see people going back and forth. All of the harborage that's provided by the docks that allow transient boaters to move back and forth along the river, all connecting. In offices that we see on the upper floors of some of these buildings, you have ground level that is populated mostly by restaurants, some of it's retail. We can get on here at the Ale House and actually walk on the river. Connects the heart of the city's grid system in the downtown Central Business District, the Third Ward, Beer Line. All of that is accessible via the Riverwalk. We see a freight train actually going over the rail bridge at the intersection or the confluence of the Milwaukee and the Menominee, which is where we're heading next. You see here the life of the city. You see the transportation assets, you see the people assets, you see the real estate assets. But above all, you see the incredible asset that water is to this city and to this region.
Rocky, we are making a turn, kind of angling toward the east.
At the Water Street Bridge, passing by the Point, it's a combination of a remodeling or adaptive reuse of an old cold storage terminal with some new space that was added. You see Castings Point, which is just on the Walker's Point side of the river, and we'll be approaching Myad. We also are passing Hofco Shoe Polish. It's not the only factory left on the river, but it's one of the few remaining.
We have talked about the new housing that's been built along the river, moving all the way up to Pleasant Street for that matter. Is there a chance that there is too much? Has this been overbuilt, do you think?
I think that everything that's been done here over the last 20 years and what's going to happen over the next 20 years, it's going to increase the population of the city, but I think you're going to see a lot more interest in areas that people right now would say, well, that's probably not going to be developed. I think 10 years from now, you could look at the same property and say, wow, look at what they developed there. Isn't that extraordinary?